ישקיס להם דיונטים וחסידים, קורו בעלות החסידים, מוכרס להם. זה דיונטים שלהם. Okay, דבר הלוח, אני חביס על דודס. Yesterday we talked about lighting. Yesterday we talked about lighting by a Pesach Pesuach Lishus Arabim. And the Gemara says that if you don't have a Pesach Pesuach Lishus Arabim, for whatever reason, there can be many reasons why you can't light by a Pesach Pesuach Lishus Arabim. So Menicha B'chalon, that the Bnei Rishus Arabim see, and we'll talk tonight about if it's below 20 Amos, or not above 20 Amos, and therefore it's Mekayim, the Dina de Gemara, that if you don't have a Pesach Pesuach Lishus Arabim, then you light B'chalon, that's seen by the Lishus Arabim. Sometimes people have questions about which chalon they should put it in. Certainly you should put it in the chalon that, to be Mekayim Iker Hadin, so you want to put in the chalon where there's more people, even though sometimes, well, okay, there shouldn't be a chashash of a fire, of course. You put it, let's say, in a bedroom where there's not constant traffic, it might be a little dangerous, you have to know about that. But again, also people are very used to the idea that we light Hanukkah menorah and it's seen by the people inside, but that really is not the Tzuras HaMitzvah. And we, especially if we come from Chutz La'aretz, you have to really internalize that the Tzuras HaMitzvah is to be Mefarshimit for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, not for the people in the house. That is the way they establish the mitzvah. Okay, so you have the chalon, and you should pick the chalon with more exposure, meaning more people are able to see it. If you light on the mirpeset, yesterday we said you have to light by a Pesach, and which would mean if you have, even if you have, a ledge going around your property, you have a wall, like a wall going around your parking lot or your property, but there's almost always an entrance. So you should light by the entrance. You shouldn't stam light so you don't have an entrance on the side that's Pesuach Lishus HaRabim. You have an entrance on another side which can't be seen from Lishus HaRabim. So I'm not sure if you should light stam on the ledge, because I think the idea of lighting by the Pesach is that then it's nikar that the Balabayas lit it. It's by his doorway. But and somewhere else, anybody could have lit it. So maybe. So that's, I have to think about. But the Omer Peset, I don't think needs a Pesach. Omer Peset, I would assume I would call it Midin Chalon. So it's a Chalon, which is around the Omer Peset. So it doesn't have to be by a door or the entrance to the Omer Peset, I would think. That has a din of Chalon, Pesuach Lishus HaRabim. And again, okay, so you could like the Midin Chalon. If you're more than 20 amas up, I don't hold of these svaras that are said. So then the question is, should you go to the third option, which is Manicha al Shulchan of Adayo? So you light to the inside people, we call it. That's the third option. Or some people light by the door to their house. And they'll do it even if they're on a high floor where nobody passes by. Or sometimes they'll only do it if there's somebody else on the floor, but there could even be only one person on the floor. So that's already different minhagim, different poskim. The more chassidish oriented hold that there's more of an inyan by the door. And my experience is that the less chassidish oriented would lighten the house already. And in other words, doing the third option. Seems to me, it seems to me that the third option is a much better option than Bizman HaGemara. Because in Bizman HaGemara, the person's light in his house came from a menorah. It came from candles burning. It came from a menorah. So it's always a problem. Okay, Menicha Shulchan of Adayo, but it really looks like Stam, you're lighting up your house. Not so niker, the mitzvah. Meshengim is manazeh, where everybody has lights and everybody has all sorts of electric lights, right? And it's very nicker when you have a menorah burning and there's no blackout in your building. So it's very nicker that it's a special thing that you're lighting. So I think it's a much better option than Bisman HaGemara to light for the Bnei Bayis. In other words, if you're not lighting for Bnei Rishus HaRabim, then Menicha HaShulchan HaVadayo is a much better option than it used to be. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll go to Chavis HaLobos. We're in Shachet.